Welcome to the Ether. Today is Saturday, May 7th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Kush Cats NFT hosts the Kush Gang Shill Community Space with Super Terra. Let's take a listen.
Yo, just sending this out to people. Like, I didn't. Terra's. I'm trying to get Terra to respond and sending this out to people, so I might need a minute. Hey guys, if you just came in, sorry, I need like a hot second. I'm just sending the link out to some people.
I'll be bored, so I won't be able to speak that much, but I'll hang out with you guys. Be chilling, kind of jump in when I can.
Yeah, of course. Enjoy bowling. Enjoy bowling. Yo, what's up, Pixel Apes?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing? Just inviting people with the link might take a minute. Might be quiet here for a second, but we'll be right back.
Yeah, no worries.
Just setting up the invite.
Sounds good.
Yeah, if you want to talk about your project a little, you're more than welcome to right now.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll let you get some more people in here. I'm actually trying to finish up one last thing real quick, and then I'll be all yours.
Amazing, amazing. Yo, what's good?
Well, what's happening. Thank you for having me up here.
Of course, of course. Just sending the link out, trying to get people to come. Didn't really like know I was gonna have a space tonight, but just happened to. So I was like, whatever. I'll have a space tonight.
Nice, nice. Okay, let me get my little stuff settled. I'll be ready.
Yeah. Make sure you tweet out the links, though. That's for sure.
I got you.
Hey, guys.
Yo, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I see cats here. I like Kush Cats. That's some dope project.
Thank you. I like your cat profile picture.
Can I like say a few words about the project?
About your project?
Yeah. If you don't mind.
Sure. Just give like your elevator pitch.
Yeah, I'll be like really quick. So yeah, like Dolly Cats is the project. It's a limited collection of 9,999 generated NFT pieces on the Ethereum blockchain. With my team, we chose this number because, you know, cats, they have 9 lives. You should know that, I think. So, yeah, that's why it's 9,999. And my friend who draws these beautiful cats, he has like nine cats at home. So that's the reason he chose to, you know, to basically draw cats. These cats, like each dollar cat is completely unique. And they made from variety of different objects, you know, accessories, glasses, like clothes, like everything. And our main idea is like when you buy a dollar cat, you become a member of Meowverse, you know, where you can basically have some fun, promote your project, because you're going to have some different galleries there, different exhibitions, you know, for people to come and, you know, to present their project. Have some fun, you know, earn some tokens, play different games and everything. We're going to have different stages there and everything. But our main focus right now is that at the moment we have like an art competition for all NFT artists, like animators and everybody. There are like two options. So if you guys want to participate, I think it's interesting for you. So the one option is a $700 prize. To win this prize, you need to choose one of 7 topics dedicated to the Dolly Cats original story and complete like a 2D, 3D animated video, 4 or 5 seconds duration. And best animations will be linked together and presented in an official Dolly Cats trailer. And the other option is $300 prize. Here you can just draw basically simple fun art, you know, be as creative as possible, but don't forget that Dolly Cats should be there. So yeah, and if you go to our profile on Twitter, you see there a first pinned tweet. It's this art competition. There is a website. You should, yeah, if you want to participate, just go there. And also there's our Discord server and everything. So yeah, just like a simple registration and you can participate. So yeah, thank you.
Of course. Sounds good. It sounds like an awesome project. Tuck, I see you up here. What's good? Are you able to speak?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit. I'm in the middle of making dinner, but I'll be in and out here and there. So,
yo, just saying what's good.
I see bags in here. I see OX Pixel Apes.
What's good, my dude?
What's going on in here?
Hey, what's going on?
Just trying to cause a scene, you know.
I like your style.
Anyone smoke today? What are we smoking today?
We're smoking a 9-pound hammer. You already know.
Yes, sir. Okay, so either OX Pixel Apes or I'm trying to bag them. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your projects really quick?
Sure. I once again, thanks for having me up here. I appreciate it. I see a lot of people that I've seen before on Twitter and that I've interacted with, so that's cool. So just quick pitch, Apes, Art, Pixels, Community, Giveaways. Like if you're just trying to take something quick away, that's it. I won't get into a full spiel right now and you know, take over the space. I'm just grateful to have this opportunity to talk to new people. But yep, Apes, Art, Pixels, Community, Giveaways. Just trying to do something fun, and create something genuine and something that allows us to give back to our members and also support other projects that we think are awesome in the space. You know, as we do better, we want to just kind of pay it forward. So that's just the quick spiel, the little elevator pitch.
That sounds awesome. And want to like just tell a little bit about like your art and like some of the utilities.
Sure. So obviously like pixel art's pretty big right now. And it's actually funny because I started working on this months ago. I run the entire collection. So created the art, the contracts, I run the Discord, I run Twitter. I'm always posting all the hand-drawn stuff. That's me. So I've done everything and I've been working on it for months. And it's funny that as I got everything lined up to launch, you know, Moonbird just took off and a bunch of these other pixel collections. But I also do a lot of hand drawings, trying to create like one-of-ones. So if people aren't big into pixel art, you know, they can look at, you know, getting drawings. We give those away to members. Really, if you own an OX Pixel Ape, it's pretty much a weekly lottery ticket. So as we get through mint, and once we mint out every single Thursday, 95% of our royalties go into a separate community wallet with the address on our website. 95% of those are going to get given away every single week to members. And at the same time, we're also going to give away pieces from our community wallet and also one-of-one pieces of art. So as we do that, we're hoping to really just, as we do better and make more money and mint out, we really just want to pay it forward. And we're always looking at other awesome projects such as Kush Cats and Half Dead Dudes and Abducting MFers. You know, it's not just OX. It's not just Yellow. You know, I like that community and those group of people, but we're not exclusive to that. There's a ton of other projects out there that we really, really love. So, you know, I wanted to just try to create something cool for everyone. And then if you're a holder, like I'm trying to do giveaways all the time. I've already purchased stuff for our community wallet. And we're really just trying to, as we do better, give back more and more to our holders and, you know, do collabs with other awesome projects and, you know, also purchase into those other projects and use them as giveaway pieces. So just trying to be good people and pay it forward.
That sounds awesome. And just want to say, Super Terror, I see you made it in finally. How are you?
I am very well, and thank you very much for the invite. I've done something very rare for me. Hello, everyone, by the way, and thank you for organising this, Kushcats. Amazing. We've talked about doing a Spaces together. So today, I've literally just got back from London, which is rare for me. And for context, just had a face-to-face meetup with loads of projects from the Terra space, and really fantastic experience. And Kushcats and I have talked about doing Spaces for a while, and you messaged me as I was on a train home and desperately trying to get my phone charged. I just got into my house. I think I've sent you sent you a message. I finally caught the snail that's been producing snails trails around my office. If anyone else lives in that sort of climate, they can hopefully relate to that. It's not all glamour in this world, that's for sure. But no, I mean, obviously I only caught the back end of the previous speaker's comments. For me, and something that resonated today, so I'm meeting some brilliant people in London, is those of us that are here for the right reasons. And what I mean by right reasons are building a better future, better opportunity, cross-chain, cross project. We're the ones that are looking not for those quick wins, not for those quick mint and runs, and we all know them. There are many projects out there, and I get plagued daily by them. It's more about cross-chain, cross-project collaboration, and I've had some really good conversations this evening, and I've left them to it. I live out in the sticks, so I had to literally run for the first time in many years to get a train, and I made it literally with 30 seconds. If anyone's experienced transport in London, they do a lovely little beep, and then you'd have to dive into the carriage. Anyway, I did that, and I think I shocked a nice lady who's on the carriage because I was completely out of breath and just collapsed into the seat opposite, and then explained the context of my evening. I don't think she's interested remotely, but as you do, you know, I don't want to appear rude being British, so I explain what was going on. Anyway, apologies for the ramble. For me, obviously, you know, Kushcats, we've talked about getting together on a space and having a really good chat. For me, cross-pollination of really good ideas is absolutely the way we're going to win. And I'm going to throw out a little thought there before we kind of get on to further discussions. There's been a fairly well publicized piece of information that's gone out in the last 24 hours. I want to fact check it, but having sort of had it sent to me by several sources, it seems reasonably the truth. So the IMF, helping out our wonderful friends in Argentina, I have many friends in that part of the world, on the proviso that they don't, their banking system that is, the status quo, traditional side, doesn't encourage in any way cryptocurrency. That for me is a very positive sign. And the reason I say that, they feel threatened. They being perhaps
big government.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I had a really good and deep discussion tonight with a couple of individuals in London, where I talked about the changes in society that happen from absolute monarchy to republic. I'm talking about Rome here. All those stages that ultimately lead to democracy. And I actually posed a question to them at the end. Is this really democracy now? It's not. It's controlled by a very small part of society. And you'd be surprised by how few individuals and votes swing elections, both in the States, the UK, and in many other places, in some countries like Russia. They ignore elections. Zimbabwe is a shocking example of that. But I'm not here to preach politics. What I'm here to talk about is the opportunity we all have to reclaim and make a genuine and substantial difference for all of our futures. But I think we've got a tough series of yards ahead of us in the next few years, because there are a lot of vested interest communities, the same communities, if I draw another analogy from history, who were perhaps protecting landed gentry estates 200 years ago in England, for example. Those individuals were fighting against progress and change. And it's very, very difficult when you're the ones pushing the vanguard of opportunity. But I think we've got some brilliant people in our corner. And I know he divides opinion. Kushcats and I think are on the same page on this one. I think Elon Musk, for all his perceived faults, and by the way, the media always likes to paint a villain, he's absolutely for democratization of opportunity. And I think he will leverage the way forward. There are others as well. And I'm quite excited about what that offers for all of us for the future. But sorry, I've rambled quite a bit. I've got off
no,
on very
no,
long.
No, I've just been listening. It's always so interesting to hear from you. I wonder, what was that London event that you went to? Like, was that just you guys meeting up for fun, or was that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I've been in the Terra space now for a couple of years, and literally, I do my spaces, blogs, articles, etc., from the comfort of my home. Well, the comfort, you've seen the picture I just sent you of the snail wandering around my room. But no, I mean, I jest a little bit. But the point is, I've had so many brilliant conversations with some brilliant people all over the world. And I do that every single day. And that's one of the beautiful things about crypto. Like this morning, I was talking to a guy from Korea. And I did a spaces this morning, my time. I was absolutely knackered, so I had no sleep, but that's another story. Literally, I'll have a bad back anyway. I won't bore you with all those things. I could talk for hours. But the point is, it's a wonderful global, no barriers, no bars community. Friends in India, friends in Pakistan, friends in New Zealand, Australia, Canada, certain parts of Eastern Europe, you know, some brilliant people that I speak to in Riga. I guess the point I'm making is, and obviously loads of brilliant people in the US and Canada as well, absolutely. But the point I'm making is, there are no barriers. I think that those that would like to control are terrified, and they shouldn't be, because if you go back to basic economic theory, value and opportunity, I'm talking sort of 17th century economics here, the more you open up a trading economy, without barriers, without tariffs, without restrictions, everyone benefits. You get the best quality and the best opportunity. So go back to mercantilism and so on. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you all the economic lectures. It's quite late at night for me. But the point is, we're all part of a positive future. Those that fear it are those that have got the most to lose. And they've got the most to lose because they've got the control. And the control means that it's not a fair and balanced society. We all know that. And you only have to look at certain parts of the world that are really suffering because of regimes that absolutely cream everything off the top and give their own citizens little or no chance to progress and develop. And I honestly think crypto is a key. And the Argentina news for me says everything about the existing structures that are in place. And I think it's good news. I know it sounds a strange thing to say, because they see deregulated, decentralized cryptocurrency, borderless, low-cost transactions as a threat. And that means it's credible. Because let's face it, was it 5-6 years ago, I think Diamond, the guy at one of the big US funds, completely dismissed crypto. And yet his company is now buying Bitcoin. So where am I going with all of this? We're in the middle of a paradigm shift. And I think in 40, 50 years' time, there will be people writing about this period in history as a very turbulent time in history. Let's not kid ourselves. I think there's more bumps in the road. There's going to be some very bad things happening. I'm sad to say that, but you can see it coming. I'm talking about environmental. I'm talking about socioeconomic challenges. But we'll emerge the other side with a better world and better opportunities. But there will be bloodletting. I hope not literal bloodletting, but there will be challenges ahead. So anyway, I'm sorry. I wasn't intending to be on my soapbox, but going back to your question, Krushkatz, it was literally an informal gathering, a whole load of people who we've talked electronically. And they're only a tiny fraction of people I normally talk to. But it's been amazing. I'm like literally meeting people and they're looking at me. I'm going, yes, and rather than saying, you know, I'm Derek, or well, that's not my name, but I just thought throw it out there. But yeah, I'm Derek, I'm such and such. Now I go, yeah, I'm Super Terror. Oh my God, right, well, I'm such and such. And yeah, oh my God, you're the bloke that does the online shop. And it's been great. And I've left them to it because I live ridiculously far away and I didn't get a hotel because I didn't plan ahead. But I guess the point is, it's been a really good day. I mean, my time, just for reference, it is, yeah, 12:30. At night, so very late for me. But I literally ran for my last train, so I wasn't quite Usain Bolt, more a blumbering sort of, think of James Corden, imagine him running. That was me trying to get my train. Anyway, I'm going to hand back to Kushkas. I've rambled a lot. Hopefully some of it made sense. And if
it all made sense, dude. It always makes sense. And it's always so good to like hear your perspective. I think it's always a great one. And we all have very similar perspectives. So that's always, it always aligns for me and you. I don't know.
Well, fantastic. And that's why we get on so well. And I know we first bumped into each other in a space, actually only probably a couple of weeks ago. We've been trying to do a planned space since then. I know you messaged me on the train. I was like, yeah, let's do this. And if it wasn't for the fact my phone was flat, I would have joined you 5 minutes earlier. But I mean, for me, it'd be great to hear from other good folks, your views, and you know, perhaps I'm a rambling, bitter man with my views on the current situation in society.
Yeah, if anyone wants to come up and talk, feel free. Yeah, but does anyone have any comments on what Super just said?
From a simple standpoint, I mean, obviously, I agree with pretty much everything that you said. And, you know, that's, you know, the way I view it with just NFTs and what we're doing as a community is that's why I think it's important to try to collab with other projects that you value. Because one, I think there's a lack of credibility in the space because of the amount of scams that have taken place. And so I think if you can combine community through collabing and prove the legitimacy of your project and the other project, these different things, one, you're getting to blend together different art styles, different geographical locations, and all these other things into a bigger group of people. And I think if that continues to happen, it does put us in a good spot within this community to keep growing and keep having a fruitful future. So, you know, that's why, you know, I enjoy, you know, collabing and just speaking with everyone. You know, I got people in my Discord that, you know, they'll say something, good morning. And I'm like, oh man, it's 8 at night right now. And I think it's cool that, you know, we have the same interests, and it doesn't matter where you're from, what your political beliefs are, the color of your skin, what you think, any of that stuff. If you like NFTs, we got this interest, and it allows you to connect with people at such a large scale. And, you know, I think that's just an awesome part of NFTs, and being able to then, you know, run a collection and, you know, run into other people that are trying to achieve the same thing as you and trying to do it in a legitimate and genuine way. Like that's pretty exciting. So.
Yeah, most definitely. I totally agree with you too, Pix. And that's and if it's okay, I'm going to take it away.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah. Tell us about the half-dead dudes.
All right, guys. So a lot of guys don't know me. My name is Juan, aka Bagum. I'm originally from Los Angeles, raised in Oregon. But yeah, guys, so basically behind this project is focusing on mental health, you know, mental health awareness. As you see, my dude right here, he's half alive, half dead, knowing that a lot of people live their lives with a little bit of a front, you know. They don't like talking about their insides of depression or anxiety or whatnot. So for our project, we decided to do 8,888. But as newcomers to the space, the founders and I decided to split this into two phases. So we're going to do 4,444 for the first phase. And we don't have a roadmap. We decided to go with a vision because at this end of the day, we want to put a vision of mental healthness awareness, because it's very important for people that come into space, because they live a different life in the Web3. They're someone else. And me personally, in the community, in the Discord, I would aim to become your own person, be your own self. You know, you don't have to become your NFT. You don't have to become your username. You could just be your regular name, your regular person, whatever you know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah, and I think I feel uniquely, not uniquely, that's not something there, because that would imply I was the only person in the world that could do that. But I feel especially relevantly qualified to talk about the kind of experience of who you are versus who you are online, having literally had my first experience with so many people that have gone, they've spoken with me online many times, and I've spoken with them online many times. And the first comments I have from most people, and there was no judgment on anyone's part, I am what I am, and they are what they are. But it was like this, oh my God, you're Super Terror, I recognized your voice. But it was brilliant because, candidly, I'm not the youngest of people, but there was no judgment of, there's a slightly old guy here. It was like, it was just really genuinely very, very nice. And they were all very warm and welcoming, at all age groups, all nationalities. And I think it was touched upon, in the comments a few moments ago. And everything we experience online, when you meet the same individuals in real life, as it were, the experience is the same, and it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And
I think off of that though, Super Tire, like, it's one of the few communities online where you know you're just gonna get like consistent, like, positive feedback. I don't know, like, I haven't really seen people be very not saying this hasn't happened, but I haven't seen people be very like rude or mean in this space. People are very open to each other. People are very accepting to others' ideas. And I think that's awesome. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think, Trina?
Yeah, definitely. And then that's one thing I love about the space, because me personally, I went through it when COVID hit. I lost my dream job. My dream job was to become the head chef of Olive Garden to make the recipes to sell at all at the other locations. So I went to a little bit of a depression stage of not knowing what I was going to do because I was so used to a routine, And, but then I got out of it. And right now I have my own business now. My lady helps me with multiple stuff now. So in the long run, I overcame that, but I just want to, like, how, Super was saying, this community is like, we want to make sure that they know we're here to hear them out, regardless of the day, the time, or whatever situation they're going through.
I think that's also really important. Like, community feedback is huge to the Kush Cats gang. I know it's huge to a lot of NFT projects, but to ours specifically, like, we constantly hear and listen to other people. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I definitely learned a lot about from Tuck. My homie Tuck definitely gave us a lot of pointers in the beginning. Peace Law is another big inspiration. That dude just knows how to have a community behind him. He all about community, all about voice. And Tuck's just amazing. That dude is just genuine, amazing dude. And I give it a lot of props to Tuck because believe it or not, I used to call Tuck before spaces to shield myself before I got into a space. At this point, I'm more calm. I'm getting more used to it. And again, Rachel, I appreciate you for giving me the time and letting me talk about the project. But yeah, guys, we're brand new. It's still early, guys. So you guys want to jump in there? Like I said, our vision is up. Right now we're doing 250 for the first members that come, 250 OGs. We have a whitelist of 1,000 for whitelist. And honestly, just all vibes and all positive vibes in that chat, And it's hard to maintain the chat active just because we're just early on in stage and all my founders are still new to the space and whatnot. So at this point, I'm trying to let them know that I'm going to be the voice on Twitter or help them out, get the project known. So again, guys, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Honestly, I'm really excited to see where your project goes. I know you're going to do great things. And yeah, we've been in touch on DMs. But yeah, I'm really excited for you. And yeah, after this, Lucidio's question, I'll talk about Kush Cats a little, but yeah, what's up?
Hello, my name is Elise. It's Lucedia.
Lucedia, cool. sorry.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to address what Super Tarot was saying. Like, a lot of people have the same thoughts. And this group is just going to keep on growing. I just started watching and hearing and listening and following you guys. And let me say, this is a positive, beautiful community. And I'm so proud. I just made my account not too long ago. And I'm new at all of this. And this is so exciting. And the group is just going to keep on growing. It's going to explode. We have such good vibe. I see a lot of good future on this. It's amazing. And I'm going to go back to listening to you guys.
Thank you. That was so kind of you to say. That was so nice. Like, we love you. We love all of our Kush gang. Like, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do anything that we do, and we love what we do. So thank you all.
I think if I could just chime back in as well, I think everything I'm hearing is what makes this community so wonderful. Everyone just wants to help each other. There's no barriers. Everyone is kind. And I think the broader world could learn a lot from the way we all are with each other. Really, really could.
I think on that, I think the reason, you know, most of us are so supportive and, you know, kind to each other is because we're all kind of in the same boat. You know, most of us have been rugged once or twice. There's very little information out there that you can trust all the time consistently. You know, like Rachel said, for the most part, it's a pretty kind place and everybody's supportive, but there's also a lot of bad places in Web3. So it's just one of those things, you know, it's finding the communities kind of like this that you can get into and really trust people and feel comfortable making an investment here. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make people feel comfortable getting involved with us, spending money and time with us. And that's, you know, this is the way to do it. You know, to touch more on what Bags' situation is, I met Bags through an OX project that we both got rugged on, actually. Him a little worse than I did. He was going to do merchandise for the project, and we had some issues with the founder. He didn't, you know, pull all the way through and ended up breaking the project up. And Bags posted in the chat saying that he was, you know, getting behind on some bills and he had some things going on because he put so much money into the project to do merchandise. And the outreach from the community was beautiful. You know, people supported him, started retweeting his stuff that he was doing, sending him money out of their own pockets. And kind of through that, we found an opportunity to work with Bags to help us with our own merchandise and to get him involved in what we're going to call Dream Space, which will be a creative place for a lot of different projects to do a lot of different things. The biggest thing we want to promote is putting other people on. You know, the only way we're going to all make this thing work is to support each other and to help each other. And I think that's what I like to hear from these communities, is they want to promote from within. They want to find their designers from within. They want to find more artists from within. And I think that's what it takes. You know, there's an incredible amount of talent in these communities. You know, in ours alone, we have a lot of people that do graphic design. We have
rappers.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel. Musical artists. People that it's just, you know, articulate very well. If someone's having a bad day, you know, they can pick them right up. You know, it's just, there's a lot of love in there. And that's what I want to see going forward.
Cannabis like enthusiasts, like people who have worked in the cannabis industry for like years. We have people who have like marketing experts. Like, we just have like a plethora of people. Sorry to cut you off, Tucker. I just love repping how diversified it is.
Well, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. You know, in a lot of these communities, there are people that are big dreamers and they're incredibly talented. And the fact that we have a place now where we can host a stage for them and give them a spotlight is beautiful. And I think the projects that are doing that, those are going to be the projects going forward that survive and, you know, really bring value to their communities. Because we can talk utility all day, but the best utility is community. And that's my firm belief. I'm going to step off my soapbox and go back to cooking now.
I 100% agree. Like, that is the only, like, community over everything. You know, like, we preach that, and I know we tweet a lot about that, but like, we truly, truly mean that. And I can go on a little spiel about Kush Cats right now if people want to, but yeah, does anyone else have anything to say first?
Yeah, Rachel, if you could pass it down mine to Ghost down there below me, please.
What do you mean?
Pass down my request to be up on mic.
Oh, okay. Just got it.
I'd love to say, I feel one of the things are actually kind of like, I feel like it is new in Web3 is the communism within with projects. People that invest in projects are not just, they're not just buying pictures. They're buying more into the idea of the community. And I feel like these days, creators have been actually recognizing that. And there's this bond between a creator and his or her community, which it is a really, really interesting thing to see. Because, for instance, like the other guy that spoke about his project helping people with mental illness and depression. Many of us kind of like, we don't have lives outside of internet, and we literally do very, very little. So imagine buying into a project that literally feels like you part of a family. That, I feel, is where most people come to the NFT space to get, not just about the money. Yeah, the money is a good thing, but it is more about the communism. And I feel I've seen projects like yours, Kushcards, and literally I've been following you for quite some time now. I'm like Abducting Motherfucker, like Wicked Motherfucker. These are projects that you know you're not just buying the arts. You're buying more into a family, like you're buying the right to belong to a family, which is a very good thing. Like, this is what people strive for. This is what they want. It is more than that, just the money. That's why I feel with the work and constantly pushing, and I feel if you get to that point, people realize this, that it will become more conspicuous and more obvious to the whole community. I hope you guys got me.
Yeah,
1000%, bro, you nailed it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. Like, we love having you in our community, and everything you just said was so spot on. Like, people are buying into more than a community, like more than a picture. Like, they're buying into more than just another profile picture collection. Like, they're buying into a community and a space where they can be themselves. And like, that's like something I really, really admire about Web3.
Yeah, and one more thing, if you don't mind me talking about your particular project here. It is Wicked Motherfucker, and this is a project that has not been up to, like, I think it's just about a month old. And because of this community, and I feel like people like me are beginning to recognize this, like, this is a project that literally just came up, and it has done about 1 Ethereum in sales. That is how much of a community-driven project it is. And I would implore people that are hearing me, that are listening to me right now, to like subscribe to a project like this. Right now, it is the pre-sale is almost up. Like, time for the pre-sale is almost up. You can stay up in. You get to get a crazy version of the Wicked Motherfucker at a very subsidized rate. So when it launches, it will go up for a higher price. So I'm trying to like bring people's attention to project like this. Like, you need to get more into projects like this for people that need a community to belong in. Kushcards, Wicked Motherfucker, Abducting Motherfucker. These are projects that we take you in as family. You're not just buying the art, you're buying more of the communism that comes with it. I hope you understand me.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And just off that, I'm just going to give my little Kushcats spiel so I can get that out of the way. And then I'm going to tag on Soulful, because me and Soulful had a great talk earlier about analytics, and I just wanted to see what Soulful was thinking and pick their brain a little. But first, just wanted to say that Kushcats, if you don't know, is an OG collection of 4,200 Kushcats stored as ERC-721 tokens on the Ethereum blockchain, and we are launching July 10th, 2022. Founded by me along with graphic designer hip-hop DJ Benji Boom. He's a visionary and he's amazing. Each Kushcat is going to be unique and programmatically generated from over 100 possible hand-drawn traits, including eyes, mouth, headwear, eyewear, and accessories. but we really want to be more than just another profile picture collection, and we plan to do this through building a strong community of NFT-loving individuals who are passionate about the future of the project with us for the long run. The Kush Cats is a long-term, like, has a long-term mission to launch 4 to 5 private label brands and our own cryptocurrency called Kushcoin, which will begin development during phase one and launch during phase and launch at the beginning of phase two. We're also going to have staking to collect these Kush coins and events and entertainment, apparel and merch, infused food and luxury cannabis brands, all of which would accept Kush coin. So just like when you stake, you would be able to collect Kush coin and then you'd be able to use your Kush coin for all of those things. For finances, 50% of our profits from NFT sales will be placed into a Kush Cats community wallet and staked in stablecoin, and 30% of profits from our brands and services will be placed into the community wallet and staked in stablecoins. We'll also be giving 10% to a charity of our choice and going to partner with organizations working to get those convicted of weed out of prison in states where it is legal, and also help them rebuild their lives now that it is no longer. That's like a big thing for me, but yeah, I can go off about that for hours. But yeah, if you've heard me talk about that, we're definitely going to work to get people who are wrongfully convicted in states where it's legal now, like New Jersey, to help rebuild their lives. Like, there's many organizations we're going to try to partner with. So yeah, that's our spiel, little quick elevator pitch. But yeah, go Kush Cats.
And I think it's
Kush Cats. We got a hand up, actually. We got a geeker club. Go for it.
How's it going?
Going great. How are you?
Pretty good, you know. The usual, just hopping on these spaces, vibing out. So, big shout out to you.
We appreciate you being here, man.
Hell yeah, brother. Big shout out to the hosts, the co-hosts. We got familiar faces in the room. Tweetbit, I see you down there. And man, didn't really come to shill more to vibe out with y'all. And let y'all know that we're doing a couple giveaways. So if you don't mind, can I pin something up?
Of course you can.
Well, let's freaking do it. So up top, pin the $560 NFT giveaway. Pin another one up top as well. So $1,210 NFT giveaway. So check that out. All you got to do is shoot me a follow, shoot the other account a follow, and retweet. And yeah, that's all you got to do. So everyone in the room, we appreciate you. You guys are freaking amazing, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, make sure you're following us, Geeker.
100%. The Kush Cats is pretty cool. So I see that you're minting pretty soon, so can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, like, I just kind of ran through it, but...
No, like, in regards to, like, your mint price, my friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give me a minute.
It's all good, no worries. But not this art, it's crazy, you know? It's pretty cool stuff. So,
okay, so our OG presale is July 8th, our whitelist presale is July 9th, and our public mint is July 10th. Our OG presale price is 0.042 ETH, our whitelist presale price is 0.05 ETH, and our public mint price is 0.055 ETH, and there's a limit of 5 mints per wallet.
That's pretty cool stuff, pretty affordable as well, so. For the community, the value that I just heard, pretty worth it in my opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to go fast.
Let's go.
Wait, Soulful, yeah. How you doing? Soulful, what's up?
What up, fam? How are y'all?
I don't know if any of you know, but I ran into Soulful today, and analytics genius. So yeah, just wanted to bring him into the space. I know he's out and about right now in his car, but yeah, just wanted to
gather that by his banner. That's quite impressive.
Yeah, that's the dinosaur trend pattern.
I love it.
So yeah, I had a great time talking to someone on the spaces earlier. And after hearing that, sorry, my kids in the car too.
No, we so get that.
Yeah, I got a bunch of kids, so it makes it a little difficult sometimes. But no, after hearing what you just said about Kush Cats, like,
you know, it's so fine. Kids are fire.
Did you see all the hearts when the kids started screaming?
Oh, they're My kids,
bro, my son just started doing that, bro.
They're just really excited about the Kush Cats. They want to join the Kush Gang.
Let's go.
Hey, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
They got most of my NFTs, so they've actually picked up winners for me in the past, too. But, yeah, after hearing what you said about Kush Cats, though, I'm all in on that. So you can best bet I'll be minting out. Because, I mean, just a little backstory. I was, a big I'm in Arkansas. Medical cannabis user, as a teen, wrongly convicted, did a good bit of time for that, and it's not, ended up getting dropped in a bunch due to non-constitutional issues, like within the whole process. But what's interesting is freeing those that have been. Convicted of that, because there's so many people that have been, their lives have been ruined because of a medicine that's natural growing from the ground that, not to get religious, but that God put here, whatever you want to say it is, that's why it's here for a reason, it's natural. And so, I ended up having a pulmonary embolism in 2018, have 7 blood clots in my left leg, and so they had me on, opiates, they had me on tramadol, they had me on blood thinners, and I was not in a good place. But when I moved over to medicinal cannabis, it changed my life. And I'd done it before, it's like a for more recreational when I was younger. But literally I came off the opiates with no withdrawal because of cannabis. My blood thinners I was taking, I didn't want to eat, just wanted to throw up all the time. That went away. I was gaining weight again. I went from 230 pounds of muscle, literally down to 155 pounds after all that happened. And cannabis gave me that appetite again and helped me, get my health back versus putting all these poisons in my body. So I'm all about it. I'm actually trying to step into the cannabis business, opening some dispensaries here, North Carolina, when they legalize, that's one of my plans. I wrote actually the analytics, the only, cannabis remarketing, retargeting software that I believe exists in the U.S. right now, and we're about to do a rollout of big tests to a ton of dispensaries in the whole country. So big into this, big into what y'all are talking about. I'm in love with it. I am in love with it. So glad I came in right when you were giving that spiel about it.
Selfful, did you say Arkansas?
Yeah, I'm in Arkansas. I'm a Walmart.
Yeah, bro, I'm in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, making those friendships. You guys got to smoke together.
It's organic. It's beautiful.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm in the Bentonville area where Walmart is.
I know. You're close to Fort Smith. Yeah, you're about 2.5 hours away. But yeah, Arkansas anyway, representing. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I love it. I love Arkansas. I didn't think I would, but. It's becoming especially up in Northwest Arkansas where I live, it's booming. I used to live in New York and Atlanta, and up here it's becoming like a cultural hot pot, because we have all these people coming in from all over the world to Walmart, I love it, man. I'm glad they're finally getting around to legalization, and whatnot, and there's so much opportunity, to get a part of that green rush here. It's insane. So, sorry to go off on that. So you're talking about analytics. What all do you want to discuss about that? Sorry to get off a little off topic.
No, dude, that was so amazing to hear that, like your personal story. Thank you for sharing with us. And we completely agree. There's a lot of, preconceived notions about weed and weed consumption all over the world. I know in different states, it's some better than others and some families better than others, but a lot of people don't understand the real benefits of marijuana. And there's a lot of people in prison still for little crimes that have been there for 20 years for things like joints. And it's racially motivated, which is terrible. And a lot of it is super police bias and just wrongful convictions. So
in states that are now legal. So it's pretty much unconstitutional that they're still in jail. So we would love to just help in any way that we could to those communities. So we love that you love that as well. Yeah.
Well, Taco, I mean, think about it too. Like, I mean, I was, you know, just got out of college, you know, smoking, you know, and ended up getting pulled over with that. And I had some of my, I ended up having prescriptions out of the original containers. And I was doing some other stuff too, but, you know, and statute of limitations gone, and I did my time, so we're good. But, you know, it's like one of those things, like, you know, they ended up busting me for that, and then ended up, you know, pretty much getting in contact with everyone in my phone book and contacted them asking what I was doing. People that they knew were, it was horrible. And so,
such a different time for police. Like, I hope that, like, would not be legal now. Like, literally such insanity. Like, I know now, like, they'd need a warrant to go through your phone and to text people, but like, just like such constitutional breaches that I'm just so sorry, man.
Yeah, I mean, they did that, and then you know, I was running an FBA business on the side, selling it was just totally legal, gray market, like performance enhancers that were legal, 100% legal to buy GNC, and you know, they ended up placing marijuana in a box with the pro hormone powder. So the dogs were hit on it. And that's when it was causing the,
So I think, he's dealing with some family stuff right now.
I got it. They're fighting over my iPad. Anyway, long story short, you know, there, most people, you know, that were in that space didn't have the, you know, monetary resources to hire a good lawyer and for 2-3 years battle something out like that. And so they were put in an unfair disadvantage. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to, with my businesses, legal businesses, be able to, you know, be able to manage that. And, but so many people aren't.
Kids, man.
Yeah. So they all have, you know, public defenders.
Somebody really wants that iPad.
Oh, dude, yeah. Hold on, I stepped out for a second. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people end up having, like, public defenders and stuff. Then they have no way or resources to defend themselves and or afford a good lawyer. And it's a horrible, horrible experience. And so I feel for those people. Nobody knows, like, if it was constitutional, the searches and seizures or the means for what has happened, you know, especially you're talking about racially motivated. Like, I mean, I'm not of, you know, any of those, I'm not of a minority, but like, you know, I couldn't even imagine being in that situation and being of, you know, that of a minority in that type of situation, unfortunately, you know? And so, my heart breaks for anyone that's been wrongly convicted or gone through something like that. But no, like, you know, it's, I'm definitely on board with what y'all were saying. And I mean, if anything I can do in the state of Arkansas, or, you know, as we talked about earlier, Cushion, like the sentiment marketing, I mean, this hits the nail on the head of hitting that sentiment of people that are into, you know, cannabis and want reform and want changes, et cetera. This could ring a lot of bells, a lot of people, and bring a lot of people in to this cause. So I think you got something big here for sure.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for sharing your story.
We got a couple more speakers too. Stroke jumped in here a little bit ago. What do you got, Stroke?
I also see Taco Tribe up in here. I don't know if they can talk right now, but what's good, Tacos?
Taco Tribe.
Hello.
Hello.
How's everyone? I got some, I'm just planning some stuff for the night, IRL related. Saw you guys were hanging out, so I thought I'd just come and hang for a little bit. How's everybody tonight?
Oh, wait. I thought the Taco Tribe was going up, but that person's up as a listener. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm sorry. Sorry. So hi to everybody, and shout outs to Kush Cats, Super, and Tuck for hosting and co-hosting the space, selflessly providing us with this opportunity to share and to listen to what we all got going on. I am stroke driven. I am a Latina, stay-at-home mom of three from New York City and founder of the Fluffle Collection. Around the same time I was introduced to NFT art, one of my children came out to me as non-binary. So it inspired me to create the Fluffle Collection. When this particular child was only 7 years old, they're currently 16, they developed an autoimmune disease called alopecia. For those who don't know what that is, basically with alopecia, the cells in the immune system surround and attack the hair follicles, causing hair loss. Unfortunately, my child wound up losing all of the hair on their entire body, which in turn caused them a lot of mental health issues such as depression, anxiety, and suicidal ideations. I love all of my children equally, and I don't know which parent wouldn't say so. But this child's courage and strength to go on the daily inspired me to create the Fluffle Collection, which is listed on OpenSea. All of the Fluffles are one of ones. They're hand-drawn using the Procreate app. And just like my child, all of the Fluffles are also non-binary or gender fluid, if you may, regardless of any hairstyle, attire, colors, or makeup. The intent is to raise awareness on mental health, alopecia, and to be an ally and show support for the LGBTQ plus community. Each Fluffle has their own characteristics to represent and celebrate all of our individualities and uniquenesses. Because listen up, everyone, each and every one of you, please listen to this. You too are a one of one. We are allies and proud supporters of the LGBTQ plus community. And I invite you all, when you have the opportunity, to dive into the Fluffle Hole and check out the Fluffles who are rapidly waiting to be either adopted or fostered into very special homes. If for whatever reason you are currently unable to foster or adopt a Fluffle at the moment, I invite you either way to follow the journey and help me to raise awareness on these matters by simply liking, retweeting, quote tweeting, pin tweets, and not just mine, but everyone else's as they post their works up on the nest, the carousel, whatever you call that thing up there. Because it is support nonetheless, and best of all, it won't cost you a gas fee. It won't take up much of your time. It is absolutely free. I wish you all much success in this NFT digital art renaissance in Web3. Any questions, suggestions, you can either ask here or shoot me a DM, as I am always down to engage with every single one of you in this community. Thank you all so much.
Lext, I see you with the hand up.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I just want to vibe, greet you guys. How you guys doing? Kuzka, Super Seva, Talk. How you guys doing? Stroke driven, like, man, I love your story, you know. I just want to greet everybody, just vibe everybody. How you guys doing? Hope you guys good. Okay, sorry. It seems like I just cut off stroke driven. So let me just chill then. After that, I'll now greet you guys, give the regular vibe. I don't greet people on spaces. So let driven talk finish then. I'll now come and give you guys the vibe.
I love your energy. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's gonna be really hard to match. We haven't heard from you in a little.
Yeah, no, I'm still here. It's very late for me. It's 1:10 in the morning. I had about 3 hours sleep last night. But no, that's brilliant. I love all the energy. And I think everything about this, and I'm so glad you messaged me as I was heading back from my day out. It's about, you know, community, getting together. And actually, I think one of the earlier speakers made a really good point. The image is important. But ultimately, it's about what it really represents. So that kind of the utility of the community. And it's something I always say in the conversations that I have. It brings people together. We're building together. And we are building a better future. I could talk all night on that. But I just massively love the positive energy And I just wish we could harness this in other parts of society and the world, and the world would be such a better place for it. And we really need to try and do that. I don't know how we do it, but I'll just share something as a bit of a shill here. I'm not in any way associated with this project other than they're just very cool and very nice people. But there's some guys called Space Trip, who, of course, Rachel, you know from conversations we've had. They're trying to change the world one tree at a time. These guys live in Venezuela. They are building out an NFT project that's all about planting trees to give the world better lungs and try and start to undo some of the damage that's been done over many years, many generations in various parts of the world. And I just think that epitomizes to me what we're all about, making a difference, making the world a better place. And then just to come back to one of the things that was talked about here, and again, on previous spaces we've been on together, the world, thank God, has finally realized that cannabis isn't some awful, evil thing. It never was. But there are many victims of the bad regimes that punished unfairly and unnecessarily lots of individuals and have really damaged their lives. And I love that Kush Cats is in part about recognizing, supporting, enabling those individuals badly affected to heal and move on. And that is just such a wonderful social undertaking. And it needs to be massively applauded and massively encouraged. For me, everything that we do makes a difference in life. We're here once. There's no rehearsal. There's no second act. This is it. We're on the stage. Let's make the difference whilst we're here. Apologies for those of you who believe in reincarnation and various other religions. I am being very, very factual, as I always am, in the here and now, we can make a difference right here, right now. And let's do that. And to the lady that is helping her child with the alopecia situation and a broader awareness of non-binary and helping everyone to a better space, I applaud you for what you're doing as well. I just think that this space, along with many others that I'm in, is fantastic, and we're all about sharing and helping, and let's keep doing that. And that's my latest thoughts. Now, it's wonderful. I really enjoy listening to these. I'm a good listener as well as a good talker. I do sometimes.
I love that. I have to run out really quick to go eat dinner with the fam. But if you want to hold this down, you can. Or we can wrap it up here, whatever you are in the mood for.
I mean, personally, it's gone 1 a.m. So
yeah, okay, we can.
No, it's fine. I'm happy to continue for a few more minutes, but I'm sort of I'm in. I'm not going to exaggerate.
What are you thinking?
Let's maybe take care of a few of the speakers that we brought up. Maybe two more, and then we'll shut this down. I think we've had a really good space. I think we can ride this momentum later. You know, let's get a few more in here, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, completely. Absolutely. And let's super go to bed after long meeting in London, long day of meeting in London, and the trains and jumping for trains and running.
Yeah, I just don't run. A few years ago, I could run. Not now. I'm just a wobbly mess. But no, it's great. All I was going to say as well was let's do this again soon. And thank you for suggesting this literally as I was on the train home. Hey, let's jump on a space. I was like, cool. No, it's brilliant. I love things like this. And I think probably my own last point for the session is we're such a brilliant global community. Here I am in the middle of the night in Europe, talking to you wonderful people all around the world. And I think that epitomizes what's brilliant about this community. I love it.
I love it too, completely. I'm going to say bye for now, but Tuck will hold this down and so will you. And then we will end it after we hit all the speakers. I know Soulful wanted to talk a little about analytics, but... And I love listening as well. So,
yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, are you talking about like analytics in terms of like projects to buy, like Alpha Wise, or about like marketing analytics, like sentiment, etc., for reaching lifetime value holders for a project?
I just thought it was a cool conversation how you were moving analytics into the NFT space.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so kind of give a like little short backstory on that. So, you know, I manage a good bit of analytics and marketing for different brands throughout like big retail. So with that, you know, I was able to, you know, utilize my data partners to understand, you know, who is a crypto purchaser, who's into NFTs, as well as like find out, you know, different parts about their life through, you know, opted in data submission. So this is through 30 to 40 million devices in the last year that we have been working on this data with. And so opinion that data. And so we use that for shoppers. And so, you know, basically hit different sentiments to create, you know, lifetime value shoppers that, you know, people that want to you know, buy a brand. And then we work to hit that sentiment through our analytics and create, you know, targeted advertising and whatnot to, you know, ensure that they'll keep buying that brand because we want to empower them, make them feel like, you know, there's something special, you know, which they are if they're converting on a product, you know, like the brands I work with, they truly appreciate their customers. And so, you know, I've had several projects reach out and ask me like, hey, can you, you know, manage our marketing? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so what I realized in the space is there's very few NFT projects that are like looking into the sentiment of holders. And like I was saying, like, you know, like I was saying with, you know, like this project, you know, there's a lot that can be hit sentiment wise, in my opinion, to bring people in, potential holders, consumers, customers, etc. You know, that, you know, agree with the vision and the plan of this project. And so really looking at those analytics, understanding who's holding them, who's interested, etc. So that's something like I'd love to work with you guys on, you know, lab on it anyway. But you know, with my analytical background, I also work a lot, you know, analyze projects, trends, find alpha, etc. So, you know, we have an alpha group in my project that there, so that all are in the alpha section. And there, I mean, you know, analytics of the projects that they're for, the sentiment of the users that are in the project, you know, you can pretty much tell when something's going to, you know, pump or, you know, going to, you know, or dump or, you know plateau and remain stagnant. So, like, example is like 8-bit me. So I call that our alpha group of 0.08, and it went up to 2E. So, you know, we had the holders that jumped to that cumulatively, you know, profit over 35E altogether. It's a community. So it's, you know, analytics is so important in the NFT space, and it's often so overlooked, especially with, you know, some of the limitations on, you know, crypto, tokens, tokenomics, the SEC in the U.S., you know, a lot of limitations. So the first that are able to go in there and really understand, you know, holder analytics versus just sales and price action analytics, that project's going to, you know, win.
So I'm going to do this real quick. I'm going to let Cole jump up and speak so that he can, you know, if he's got a shell, he can get it out of the way, and then we can work towards getting the space closed up. Go ahead, Cole. Okay. If no Cole, Dax, what about you? You want to go?
Yeah. What's going on, guys? I don't think I've been in the space. Yeah, I'm just going to introduce myself really quick. Going to pin something up at the top, if that's cool. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Just so you guys could, you know, kind of see what I do, what I'm talking about. What's going on, you guys? Thanks for having me. I'm Dax. I am from British Columbia, Canada. Growing up as a kid, I've always had a super, super strong passion for art. Love graffiti and cartoons. I randomly just started painting canvases and kind of love that. So I've always just loved art. As a kid, I used to play with these little toys called Tech Decks. They're just a little plastic skateboard with, there's these two versions. So there's a there's Tech Decks, and then there's Tech Deck Dudes. And Tech Deck Dudes had a little character on top of a skateboard and magnetized feet, magnetized board. And those ones, I always used to just like kind of as a kid, just draw my own and make up my own little characters, right? And ever since then, I've been obsessed with that, is just making my own little dudes. So growing up, I was like, you know what, I want to do something with my art. So I thought it'd be a good idea to go to school for graphic design. And I mean, it was good. I was more of like logo design though, and like website, and honestly some coding. So not really what I wanted. So I kind of got out of there, just kept living life, you know. And then I was doing cover art for people on Instagram. Then I just moved to Vancouver. And right when I moved to Vancouver, I had a really bad accident with my cat, and me and my girlfriend had to put him down. So it was just super hard for me. I, you know, super depressed, stopped skateboarding, stopped all the good stuff. I was just super down. And getting out of that little funk, I was like, man, I need to start creating again and creating those characters. So I ran into Blender. I taught myself Blender and made DAX. So it's going to be 150 different DAX suits up on OpenSea starting at 0.025 ETH. It's just different poses of DAX, doing, holding different things, whether it's a skateboard or doing a skateboard trick, holding a Mario shell or a microphone, because I just love music. Something cool that kind of relates to me. Each holder is going to have a chance to win a DAX dude toy. This toy is going to be kind of like a cause toy, kind of like a Funko Pop toy. That's where we want to be. That's where we want to go. You never know. Dream big, right? So each holder is going to have a chance to win one of those. We're going to be doing like little finger Tech Deck skateboards like I was talking about. We're going to be doing some merch and like physical skateboards. So yeah, I'm Dax. If you guys like the project, like the vibe and like the art, definitely hit me with a follow. Maybe go grab a dude and join our little community.
I love it, Dax. First of all, I want to say sorry about your cat, man. Never easy to lose a pet. It's the worst thing in the world. And secondly, us being a cat project, you being a cat project, you should probably send me a DM, sir.
Yes, sir. Just hit you with a follow. Yeah, I'll definitely do that, man, for sure.
Let's do that. Make sure you guys go follow Dax too, man. Support his cat, support his project. It's all love, man. We want to spread good vibes, and people with projects like that that are clearly pure passion, those are projects to get behind, because that's not a guy that's, you know, probably looking to rug anybody over his cat project. So go give him a follow, show him some love. Super, you got anything else, brother?
Yeah, all I was going to say was as well, I'm a massive animal lover, and I have two cats, both rescues, and I just wanted to send my thoughts to you on losing your cat. It's a big thing. They're part of the family, and massively loving animals. So I feel that, and also agree with everything you said, Tuck. It's all about supporting a very genuine, wholesome project. So yeah, let's get behind and support.
Really appreciate you guys for all the kind words. As I said, I haven't been here before, so I already feel welcomed. And thank you guys for that. So thank you.
It's a pleasure. We're following you as well now.
All right. Anselm, NFT. I see you up here, man. You got something?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. It's good morning from here. Actually, I'm excited to be here. It's nice hanging out with you guys. Been hanging around for like 1 hour now. I fully enjoyed every competition. Push cards, you're a great person, and really, I love the energy. Oh yeah. Personally, I have a project going on, but I would rather not discuss it right now because I'm actually enjoying it. I've learned a lot from you guys, and next sorry about your cards. Thoughts are with you. Probably when you mean I'll hopefully buy one just to support you.
Hey, you don't gotta buy one to support. You could also just support, shoot me a follow, man. It doesn't, you don't need to buy half back, dude.
I'll do that right away. Yeah, you're a great guy, so I would love to connect with you. But for me, it's just all love and all vibes. Like, keep it up, guys. I really enjoy every bit of it. Just don't have much to say. Just wanted to say hi to everybody. My name is Anselm. I'll keep hanging out with you guys. I'll try to catch up with all your schedules, and I'll follow you, Dex, and I'll follow you. Say, talk NFT to and push cards. Nice meeting you guys here, though. I'm out.
I love it, man. Thanks for jumping up and showing some love. Again, guys, Dax,
OX Pixel Apes, Super, Kush Cats, China Bags, Soulful, anybody that's in here, go follow those. Those are good communities. All the OG cats in here, thank you guys for showing up tonight. All the abducting motherfuckers, all you guys, man. We appreciate all the love. Rachel, you still in here?
Yeah, I am still in here. I was eating. I was listening, but I just wanted to say thank you, everyone, for coming. I hope everyone has a great night. We will be hosting this again. Sorry, this was so impromptu. Yeah, my mom just cooked up some dank food, so I got to go eat that. But I hope everyone has a great rest of your night. And yeah.
Bag, you got one more thing, buddy?
Come on, Kuskats. I love
you. Man, I just want... Go ahead, boss. Go ahead. I just want to say, guys, Rachel, Tuck, Oex, everyone that's in here, I appreciate you guys. And let's rock this community out, bro.
All about community. Love you all. Everyone have a great night.
Love you too, Kush. We love you too, Kush. We love you.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Again. New hype man. Get in the Discord. You're the new hype man.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Felix, you're really great.
Thank amazing you. Space.
Flex, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm following you right now, though. So let's shoot each other a DM and check it out.
All right, no problem.
Look at that. More organic friendships, man. This is
making
beautiful.
Making friendships. That's the perfect way to end the space. Perfect
let's
way to
go.
End the space.
Let's drop
everyone
the mic,
have a
Rachel.
Great night. Drop mic. Yeah. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Kush Cats hosting the Kush Gang Shill Community Space with Super Terra, recorded on Saturday, May 7th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When I'm cruising, I'm rushing, no booze on my tongue. When I'm losing my cool like a bruiser in London, the rules are confusing, so let loose the juices and try not to act like they tightened up the noose. These fools are abused like a problem stepchild, ruling the coop with some modest exile. I'm lost in the cube with the softest textiles, a comfy padded room where I'm walking my best smiles. So wipe the smirk off your face when you're serving. I'm up with a platter of bait behind the curtain. Up with the curse, it's absurd to swerve it, letting these nerds know the weight was worth it. I'll perk it up while I stir in some bullshit. This ain't my first rodeo surrounded by humans. Opinionated merchants trying to steal your worth. It's getting on my nerves, so let's make them feel nervous. I go tit for tat when I'm spitting this rap shit. Getting sick with it like I'm kissing bats. It's spreading sickness like a fucking pandemic. Gun to my head like write the damn epic. My mood is exhumed from the darkest mistakes. Sitting down in hell cooking up these mixtapes. Living through nightmares and dreamscapes. It takes more patience than a hospital police state. So lock it down, locked and loaded like they come for your guns. Fuck no, we won't be getting onto that bus. Quietly sit back and watch the riot beat while the cops get filmed pirating all your privacy. Sign on the dotted line and wave your rights and wave goodbye and pay no mind. You gotta wash the brain and erase the time. Now shut the fuck up while we wait in line.
Terra Spaces.